Nashville Predators fever is intense, but will it lead to more kids playing hockey? Tennessee already ranks high for youth hockey players in the South, with almost as many as in Georgia and Alabama combined. But introducing kids to the ice has been notoriously difficult, WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
There's a gaggle of boys ready for hockey at the edge of the ice. Once the Zamboni glides off, it's their turn. And up above, behind the glass viewing area, the hockey moms are watching. These are competitive hockey parents. They expect to see a surge in local interest because of the Predators, but also know this sport isn't for everyone.
It's a commitment. It's not like getting a puppy.
That's Karen Magruder of Brentwood speaking up. Hockey also takes a lot of time, demands travel to the select few ice rinks, and Magruder says,
most of us have had a son, and our kids are only 11, maybe 12, have had a concussion before. You know, we're dealing with that.
Taken together, it can intimidate a mom at first, says Feather Webb of Rutherford County.
It's like my son at 2, when his first Predators game was like, my hockey. And we're like, not happening.
Why did you say no hockey at the beginning?
The cost, and we live in the South, and you have to buy tons of equipment. I mean, you know, just getting started.
The other hockey moms concur.
Expensive. $10,000.
$10,000.
Draw the line at $10,000.
To take the edge off for newcomers, the Predators have a starter program these days. It includes 6 weeks of hockey and a full set of equipment for $100, a fraction of the regular cost. And as kids grow, there's a clear curriculum to follow. So it's been easy for families like the Turners of Mount Juliet to stay involved. 8-year-old Jackson learned to skate young.
Probably since I was 3. I went to the game at first, and then I got into it. And from there, I just loved it.
His mom, Amber, is a longtime hockey fan.
He played soccer for a year, and that was okay. And he said he wanted to try hockey. Here we are.
He's just finished a private lesson with Coach Nick Boteto.
He favors his left foot a little, right? But good job, man. I'm proud of you. Drink a lot of water, hydrate up. And I'll see you, next week?
Cool.
And by next season, Jackson will probably be playing alongside a lot more hockey first-timers. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.